This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One, someone touching my foot with a broom while they sweep the floor. Two, being shown a YouTube clip. Three, rabies. I grew up in the country, we had a lot of rabid raccoons around, and there's a story that I was told one morning when I woke up when I was a little kid that a rabid flying squirrel had been poised over my sleeping form and about to bite me, and the dog had kept it at bay and barked until my dad got there and trapped it, and people all over the place would get out of their car and be attacked by a raccoon that would just bite their leg and not come off. So I had a real terror of raccoons that went away a few years ago when I saw a raccoon parent ushering its babies out of a hole in a wall. And it was so cute. And now I am not afraid of raccoons anymore. Four, not being able to stop. Five, having to explain my weird habits. I go to the Met once a week at the same time every week. I also go to the ocean once a week, and I eat the same things every day. And I think as a former very shy person, I feel like I have to do whatever people want if I'm near them. So often when I'm with people, I won't tell them my plans and I'll sneak out and they won't even notice. Part of it is I can't even explain to myself why I have these habits, so I can't explain them to others either. I think if I tried, people wouldn't understand. Also, maybe they would want to come with me, and the habits all involve being alone. If people question them, then I question them, and then I stop doing them, and then I think my world will fall apart. Six, people walking at me as if I don't exist. Seven, that the strangers who yell at me on the street are actually right. Today I was walking, it was a clear sidewalk. There was someone across the street, and they yelled, "Look where you're going!" I talked to her. I was like, "Were you talking to me?" And she was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Well, that was extremely rude, and it ruined my day that you'd said that to me." And she said, "Well, people get grumpy when they're old." Eight. Small town nosiness. I just went to Vermont for a couple of days, and the people there were so nice, but there was this level of how many questions you're allowed to ask a stranger on the street that is not familiar to me as a New Yorker. People would just see me on the street and they'd be like, "Where are you coming from? Did you take the train? What time are you leaving tomorrow?" And I think it gets to my fear that if someone knows the details of my life, they'll thwart what I'm trying to do. They'll say, "Oh, you're taking the bus and not the train at 3 p.m. You can't do that. You have to stay here with me and talk to me for 5 hours or something.
Nine. Cheerful sadists. I think part of my terror of rules and kind of hypocritical, bureaucratic people kind of like smiling while enforcing strict and not nice and meaningless rules is that it reminds me so much of the Holocaust. It's not the same as someone violent rushing into a room with an axe and killing everyone. It's like this smiling person in freshly ironed pants smilingly telling you to get in line, and you can ostensibly run away, but really you can't and you have no choice, and no one admits that your death and the death of everyone you know is going to be a tragedy. They say it's kind of a form of betterment of the society. It's so terrifying.
Ten. The train zooming away with my hat in it. I'm Liana Fink, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Liana Fink is a cartoonist living in New York. All this week, 10 Things That Scare Me is talking to women artists we love. You can see Liana's drawing about her fears on our Instagram, at 10thingspod. You know what scares me? Bad rain gear. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Oh, you mean the Birdman? No, the Birdman has never done anything rude to me.